This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apple is preparing what's being called one of its biggest overhauls of its software in company history. Mark, you broke this story. What do we know about the update and why now?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. That's right. So Apple is preparing its biggest software updates in its modern history for both iOS and macOS. These are the iPhone and Mac operating systems. The idea is not only to redesign them with a fresh coat of paint, but to overhaul how they work fundamentally. We're talking about the way apps, windows, system buttons, menus, settings panels, everything across the system looks and functions with an eye on simplicity, but also an eye on unifying the designs of these operating systems across Apple's multiple platforms. And one other thing, it will be loosely based on the design principles used in VisionOS. That's the new operating system on the Apple Vision Pro.
Okay, am I going to freak out because I don't recognize what my phone's doing?
You may freak out, at least initially, because the look is going to be jarringly different, I'm told. But the idea is after a few days or weeks of using it, you will be quickly accustomed to it, and you'll hopefully find it simpler and easier and more intuitive to use. The fact of the matter is the iPhone operating system, the core way it works and functions, has not changed since it was first introduced by Steve Jobs in January of 2007. But they've added a lot of stuff. At some point, though, you add too much stuff, and you need to rebuild from the ground up to really get a new generation of users to use the devices effectively and understand the capabilities. And what we have at this point is a bunch of stuff tacked on top to the original vision from 2007. It's time for Apple to rethink how the whole thing looks and feels, and that's what the goal is for this new operating system.
So it's going to be more efficient at its core, and we're just going to have to learn how to use it differently or use it better.
There is some inherent risk. Obviously, there's over 2 billion devices in use that leverage the current versions of the operating systems, right? And that means that people are used to it. People do not like change. Even when Apple changed the user interface of the Photos app with iOS 18 last year, there was some backlash. And that's one application, albeit an important one, but that's not the whole operating system. So there is going to be some inherent risk in this, and we'll see how Apple deals with that.
Okay, there are some of us who are a little uncomfortable with change, so what if we don't want it, or is there a way to switch it back?
That's a good question. I mean, it's unclear if Apple is going to offer two user interface options that you can choose between. I personally doubt it. I think they're the type of company that are going to go big or go home, and this is going big, and I don't foresee them offering it as an option. Obviously, you'll have the option to choose whether or not you want to upgrade to iOS 19 and macOS 16, but I don't think that the new version will have a button where you can turn on or off the new interface. It's too fundamental. It's too core. It's a full re-architecture.
Okay, so they're going to drag us kicking and screaming into a better operating system. When do we expect this to happen?
This will be introduced in June at WWDC. That's the company's annual Worldwide Developers Conference. And the new operating systems typically roll out in the September timeframe.
Okay, so this is going to be for everybody, you know, old. I'm just also wondering, if you have an old phone, is this going to suck the battery more because it's going to operate at a higher level?
I would imagine, given the interface changes and the new graphics architecture that could be required for those changes to be implemented, this could require some of the newer handsets, right? But that's something we're still going to have to figure out closer to. We're still several months away from this rolling out to customers. So there's a lot that can change between now and the next 6 months.
Well, it's one way to get you to upgrade, right?
One way to get you to upgrade, but, you know, Apple has done a good job holding features for older phones, right? So they typically try to bring as many enhancements and user interface changes to their older devices as possible. The goal is you can buy an iPhone, you can spend $1,000 on it, and you could know as a customer that this thing is going to continue to work and get updates and changes and feature enhancements for the next several years.
Thanks, Mark, for the reporting. That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. You can hear our Tech and Business Report weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune into Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.